everybody. I'm Julie, and welcome to Women with Cool Jobs. Each episode will feature women with unique, trailblazing, and innovative careers. We'll talk about how she got here, what life is like now, and actionable steps that you can take to go on a similar path or one that's all your own. This podcast is about empowering you. It's about empowering you to dream big and to be inspired. You'll hear from incredible women in a wide variety of fields, and hopefully some that you've never heard of before. Women who build robots and roadways, firefighters, C-suite professionals surrounded by men, social media mavens, entrepreneurs, and more. I'm so glad we get to go on this journey together. Hello, everybody. This is Julie Berman, and welcome to another episode of Women with Cool Jobs. So today is a special episode, something that I have never done before, and I am really excited to see, first of all, what you think about it, and also, hopefully that it's valuable to you because I had so much fun doing it. So I'm going to tell you about what this is going to be. I thought, because I see so many events that seem like they would be rooms filled with women with cool jobs. And I'm not talking about just like any particular niche or career or industry. I'm talking about like all of the industries. And whether that's STEM, whether that's trades, whether that is entrepreneurs, women in executive or rising up the executive ladder, I basically feel like there are so many women in the world who are going to these really cool events, going to these events that are really well done in the fact that they're intentionally created to create a really supportive, fun, awesome environment. And the women who are attracted to these events also happen to be really cool human beings and really wonderful people who you would likely get to know, who you'd likely want to support, who you'd likely want to be connected with, do business with, all those important things. And so I thought, wow, like I not only love going to these types of events, it gives me energy, but, and of course I'm curious to meet all the cool women with cool jobs. But I also thought like this might actually be really helpful for you if you are thinking about, well, I want to kind of expand my circle, or I'm curious about these other industries, or I'm curious about other areas of work. I'm curious about meeting new people. Like, where do I go and how do I do that? This gives you essentially a hub, like a central place to go for finding out about events and events that will have women with cool jobs. So I would love to know your feedback after you listen to this. I went to this really amazing event called Hype Women. It was in Austin, Texas, and I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. So I flew to Austin, Texas for 2 nights right at the start of my kids' spring break. And I have an amazing husband, as you can tell, because he was like, yes, go for it. He was all about me like going off and doing this thing that I felt like was, you know, the right thing. And I went there and I went to this really wonderful event by Erin Gallagher. And I just had the best time. I wanted to share not only about the details of this event, but also some tips that I have for going to these events. And I went there, I didn't know anybody. And also I'm in like a different place. I'm in a different location. And so I have like lived in other places around the world. I also have gone to like quite a few events now where there's going to be probably really epic human beings there, and I don't know anyone, which can be really overwhelming. It can feel really daunting. Like when you haven't been there, you don't know if you're wearing like the appropriate attire. Are people going to be wearing like business formal? Or are they be wearing like super fun, bright outfits? Can you wear jeans? Like, are you dressing up too much? And, you know, not only like that's just how you're going to look, but like, how's the event going to go? Who are you going to meet? Are they going to think you're cool? Are you going to have anything interesting to say? All these things, of course, have crossed my mind. It's like, are they going to like me? I hope so. And so there are some tips that like are just things that I have done over the past few years, especially, but like kind of over my lifetime of going to events. And sometimes I know people and sometimes I don't. And I thought I would share those because I hope they would help. So The first thing is always leading with curiosity. And I think that is really important when going to these types of events, because you are coming from a place where if you're genuinely meeting someone and you're genuinely interested and you're asking them questions, that is such a rare thing in this day and age. Like, how many conversations do you have where you're like picking up your child from school, or you see someone in the lunchroom at work and you're like, oh, hey, how are you? And they're like, great. And you're like, great. And that's it. You don't get any further because we just often don't have time. We don't have the capacity, or like our mind is wandering to other things. And so the actual like space that you're holding for someone, if you're really having a conversation where you're genuinely curious and asking about them and who they are, it's such like a special thing. And I don't think oftentimes we give that that moment or that experience enough credit, because that in of itself can make someone be like, oh, wow, that was like a fun conversation. And it's probably fun for them because they literally just felt that they were heard and seen. So if you come to a new event and you meet someone, you ask them the obvious questions like, hey, what's your name? Where are you from? What do you do? That's great. But then you can really go beyond that. And you can talk about things like, what is your job like? Like, if you haven't heard of that position before, or you don't know how it works for that particular company, you can ask them some more details about like, oh my gosh, can you give me an example of like, what your week is like, or what your day is like, or like, if you have something that you're curious about, and that it actually might help you and what you're doing. Like, that's a great question to ask too, because then they're using their expertise and like they're sharing their expertise, and that always feels so wonderful. You could talk about, you know, where they're from. When I was chatting with someone, as I was figuring out what I wanted to even wear to this event, I was talking to this woman who was like helping me and in the dressing room in the shop. And she was talking about how she had been on this like epic tour in Chicago on the river, and that you get to see all these beautiful examples of architecture of Chicago from the boat. And I just thought that seemed like such a cool tour to take. And so then it so happened that I was chatting with this woman when I was there who was from Chicago. And I had mentioned that I had just learned about this really cool boat tour, and I have never been to Chicago. And she was like saying, oh yes, it's definitely something you should do. And it's just like, I got really excited about it, because I love art and I like architecture and seeing different cities. So it was definitely like up my alley. But I'm just sharing this example because it's a really fantastic example of like, you don't always have to go into the work stuff. You don't always have to go into like the career or things to impress people. You simply can just have a conversation about something that interests you, or like something that seems fun to learn about. And that's fine. And so that's like the first one, is that leading with curiosity is so helpful. The second one is be in your strength. For me, I genuinely am always curious pretty much about a lot of things and a lot of people that I encounter. Hence why this podcast is a fantastic thing for me to be doing, because I just literally always want to know about people's jobs. I naturally have always asked people about their jobs. I did this really cool assessment a few years ago, and then I got certified to teach it. And so I've done like workshops with small groups of people, whether they're like on a team. I've created small events. I've worked one-on-one, and it's all based on your spark type. So it's like, which of the 10 archetypes spark you? They're called sparkotypes. And so for me, I learned a few years ago, right before I got certified and went through the process, that I was a maven, which means I love to learn. And so for me, like, really, that curiosity is just authentic to who I am. But there's another one that's called a nurturer. So like, oftentimes, if you're a nurturer, you're just so good at like being there, holding space for someone, being empathetic to them and like what they're going through. And you can use that as a strength. There's other sparkotypes that, and this is all free. Like, you can go to sparkotype.com. It's sparkety.ype, and take this 15-minute assessment for free and figure out what sparkotype you are. And like, so many people have told me over the years that it feels really accurate and it can be really helpful for them. This is not something I created. It's something created by Jonathan Fields, but I highly recommend doing it just for, you know, just to see what it says, because if you can go into a conversation and like, say in the example of, if you find out that your primary spark type, like your main spark type, is that you're a sage. The sage is someone who literally loves to learn for the sake of enlightening another person. So like, oftentimes you may think of this person as like a professor or something at a university, but this can be really anyone. And the idea behind it is like, if you have read a book lately and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to share this out because I want them to learn from this experience, or like I had this experience and you feel so passionately about teaching other people about it so that they don't maybe make the same mistakes you do. Like that can be something that you weave into when you are going into these conversations where you don't know anyone, is like thinking about what are your natural strengths. I think this is just something that I think is really fun to think about. And you don't always have to do it, but to have that in the back of your head, like, oh, this is something I'm good at naturally, and I can lead with this in a conversation. It's a really powerful thing. The next thing is a suggestion to go see the venue if possible. And like, I was able to luckily see the venue the night before the event because I happened to be walking down South Congress in Austin, and it was near where I was staying. And I had been there 6 years ago when I was pregnant with my middle child. And I just remembered it had so many cute shops and restaurants. And so I was walking along and I was like, oh, I'm really close to where this event is taking place at Hotel Magdalena. I'm just going to go see if I can check out the space. And it really was so helpful because it allowed me to be able to better picture where things were going to take place, how things were going to go. If you're planning on wearing like tiny high stiletto heels and you realize there's grass, like maybe you might wear a chunky heel instead. And then also it allows you to see like, should I wear a jacket? Do I not need to care about a jacket? And just like get a better sense for what the environment is like and the vibe. And I think also it just, for me, it always helps to be able to be a little bit less stressed when it actually comes to logistically getting there and knowing my timing. So that's something, if you can't physically do that, you could always call the venue and ask questions. You could maybe look it up on Google Maps. So those are just a few suggestions for also kind of how to lessen some of your anxiety or the unknown factors. And then the last thing is that I think so many times, like it feels so scary when you don't know anyone else and you've never been in an environment before where you're like the only one, you feel like you're the only one who doesn't know anybody going to the situation. And you feel like you're the only one who's like unsure of how to maybe dress or how formal to be or all the nuances of the event that's going to be taking place. And if it's a big enough event, the likelihood that you're actually the only one is so slim. And so I think that can be really comforting, the fact that there are probably other people in your shoes who are just gonna do the best they can and like wing it for the rest. And so just to keep that in mind. And on the flip side, if you are the only one who happens to be going to this event, who doesn't know anyone else, who's going to something for the first time, like good on you. Or as the Australians say, as the Aussies say, they say good on ya. And it's like, yes, like good for you for being so courageous to do this. So those are some of my thoughts just like in general coming into an event. This event in particular was really, really well done. And this is like my favorite type of event. And I was really clear when I saw Erin Gallagher, who I know from LinkedIn, like when I saw her talking about this event related to South by Southwest, I was so intrigued and I really wanted to go because Erin is one of these women who's like so, so much like all about creating these epic spaces for women to empower women. And she like lives, like she walks the talk. And I love that. And so this specifically was called Hype Women Fairway Soiree at South by Southwest. And it was so much fun because there was over 100 women in this room. And it was this beautiful, magical setting at Hotel Magdalena, where it was like a grassy area that had these beautiful zigzag lights up above, and it was surrounded by kind of like trees, and there was a fountain, and then it led into this room where it's like a banquet room, and you could open up the doors. They're the ones that like are huge and they slide open. They're like the windows that slide open in the space, like, you know, leads from the grass into the room and vice versa. There was a DJ and she was so cool and had some wonderful music. There's, you know, a bar bar. And so we started off with like a little bit of mixing and mingling. We got to hear from Erin about why she even created these beautiful events, and it was really all about empowering women, about saying the names of women who are incredible, women who are really talented, who need to be applauded and need to be in these different spaces, whether they're added to a project, whether you're talking about something that they've accomplished or something that they should be added to, whether you're talking about someone who you think should be, you know, should be like on their way on a rocket ship and you're just trying to help propel them. So this is all about saying women's names who aren't in the room. It's all about being supportive of one another over competition. And I just really, really loved the whole idea of this. And of course, I'm all about women's empowerment. So we heard from Erin, we heard from a panel of women, and they all had really different work experiences. So that was super fun. And the three women on this panel were Bonnie Wan, who's the author of The Life Brief, Falguni Adams, who's the one who's like conducting the conversation. She's an award-winning producer and she's a Vice Media executive. And then also Stephanie Nadi Olson, who's the founder and chair of We Are Rosie. And hopefully I said her name correctly. But it was so much fun to listen to them have this conversation about basically like living your best life. And I wanted to share a few takeaways that I really enjoyed and why I enjoyed them from what they shared. So the first one is basically from Falguni. And she said, in relation to how she's gone, you know, in as she goes through like her life, she's gotten more and more understanding of like that she needs to listen to her intuition and that it's actually so important to do for her. And I really resonate with that because I've found that the more that I listen to my intuition, the better off that I am. And I'm also getting better at listening to it the older I get, which is fantastic. And so I really resonated with this whole concept that she was talking about. And she specifically said this, which I just thought was so gorgeous and poetic. She said, "I need to quiet my mind and listen to the drumbeat of my heart." And I thought that was so gorgeous because like the whole idea behind having quiet and having the space to really listen to what we want and not just like what the outside world is telling us, not what other people think we should be doing, what we could be doing, but really getting an understanding of what makes us happy and what lights us up. I think that was so beautiful. So I loved how she said, listening to the drumbeat of my heart. That was so great. Also, Stephanie mentioned that courage is a practice. Something inside of me tells me it's a good idea. And she's talking about this in context of how she was in a career where she had worked really hard to get the accolades, the acknowledgments. She had worked her way up the ladder, had a really good job, and at a really well-respected place. And she ended up saying, like, "I feel like I should not be doing this anymore. I feel like it's time to leave. I want to do something completely different. I want to do something." And people were like, "Wow, I mean, why would you do that?" Or they were questioning her. They thought like maybe, you know, she was like a little bit crazy for leaving. But the idea was that she was saying, which I thought was really powerful, this idea of courage and that we can practice being courageous. I thought that was so interesting and so powerful because we think about practicing how to make sourdough bread. Like maybe you did that during the pandemic when we were all in our caves. Maybe you've practiced or helped your children practice with a piano or with another instrument. Or, you know, we all know we practice sports and gymnastics and things like that. But I had never heard about the idea of referring to courage as a practice. And I loved this because as we get more practice, we get stronger at doing it, we get better at doing it, it comes more intuitively and naturally to us. And I just thought this was such an incredibly powerful concept. So I am going to be practicing my courageous things. And I hope that this is a really fun takeaway for you to know that we can actually practice being courageous. So I loved that. And the last thing that I wanted to share was this idea from Bonnie, who she has like a lot of impact and influence. And so she was talking about 20 or 30 years ago, the women who were in these positions of impact and influence, the women who had worked their way up the ladders, and especially in the corporate realm, they were often the picture perfect example of what a woman should be in these positions. There was no mess. They were perfectly coiffed. They were perfectly dressed. They represent the element of confidence, you know, all the things that you could possibly attribute. And she was saying that when we look up and see perfection now, like, that isn't relatable. That isn't something that we can see ourselves in, because like, I know I'm not perfect. And so if I'm looking up to someone as a role model, if I'm looking up to someone and saying, oh my gosh, I want to be where she is one day, if I see perfection, I can't see myself in her, right? I can't see any of my story, any of my characteristics, any of my traits in her. And so she said, the mess is real. We also make magic with that mess. And she was talking about this idea that like, it's okay for women to now show the messiness, to show that things aren't perfect, and to allow other women who are coming up next to see that things are messy. And that's also what creates some of the magic, that creates some of the possibility of what can be and what is. So I just thought that was so cool. And the last thing that I'll share from Erin, which I thought was so powerful, is that a lot of times we think about when we want to help people, we think about, okay, well, maybe I'm not able to help someone financially. And we think about like financial capital, but she was talking about how there's so many other types of capital that we can help people besides the financial stuff, that we can help connect people, that we can help teach people, that there's so many other ways and like more capital that we have within ourselves and the ability to help. And I just thought that was such a cool thing, that we are always in a place of empowerment to help someone else. And I met so many cool women who had cool jobs at this event. I literally was like so grateful to have this experience. Not only was it so much fun to meet so many incredible women from very different backgrounds. Like, some women had apps, some women were in corporate positions, some women were working in education. And it was just like, it was really like what I hoped it would be. So I highly recommend, Erin goes all over the United States and goes to different cities doing these really cool Fairway events. So if you end up being able to go to one in your city, I highly, highly recommend it. It was so much fun. And the other thing I want to share is that these events like this, like where there's so much intentionality and there's so much purpose that went into creating this event, like the women who are attracted, first of all, to these types of events are usually pretty epic women. And also the thought, when people create something so specifically and so intentionally for a group of people, like you can really tell and you can feel it. And this was a beautiful group of women who were so supportive, who were so lovely. They all were so interesting. And I mean, I could have been there like for probably 8 or 10 hours and I would have been perfectly content. And that's just me. I know it gets overwhelming, but I really was so happy. I was totally in my element. So I hope that if there is a Fairway event near you that Erin Gallagher is putting on, that you definitely consider going. If you have loved this episode, like if you found it interesting to kind of get some of the details of what events exist out there that will have women who have cool jobs there, please let me know. You can reach out to me on Women with Cool Jobs on Instagram. So that's at Women Cool Jobs. If you want to reach out to me on my website, www.womenwithcooljobs.com. Also, you can find me on LinkedIn. You can message me there at Julie Berman. And I'm so appreciative. Please make sure you send this to someone if you feel like, oh my gosh, they need to hear about this event. And you can find Erin Gallagher. She's on LinkedIn. I will put it in the show notes if you want to find the specific details. But I loved this. And so I really am hoping that you guys love it too. So let me know. I would love to hear it. Thank you for being here and listening to Women with Cool Jobs. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Women with Cool Jobs. I'll be releasing a new episode every 2 weeks, so make sure you hit that subscribe button. And if you loved the show, please give me a 5-star rating. Also, it would mean so much if you shared this episode with someone you think who would love it or would find it inspirational. And lastly, do you have ideas for future shows, or do you know any rock star women with cool jobs? I would love to hear from you. You can email me at julie@womenwithcooljobs.com, or you can find me on Instagram at womencooljobs. Again, that's women cool jobs. Thank you so much for listening, and have an incredible day.